This is the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 6, 1553, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I enjoyed reading in the letter the good things that are happening to you. And for sure, also as far as the health of your wife, may she live, so that by the time you get the letter, she should have returned back to her complete health as it needs to be. This that you write about the possibility of settling in the yeshiva Tovchet Mimim, in where you're located. So I looked into this, and according to what I have received the information, so for now, they don't see the possibility that you can really settle in such a way. But this that you write in your letter, that you are heartbroken from the situation that you're in, and it seems like what you're really intending to is for your physical parnosa, your livelihood, physical parnosa. So the Rebbe says, I am very surprised, ma'id, very, very surprised. Because after you and your wife, may you live, saw, and all those that are in your environment, the wonders of the Blessed Hashem, for the extent of years that have passed, and likewise, each one and one of us, from those that are the remnants that escaped, that God saved us in a wondrous way. Because it is not because, quoting the verse, because we're many or we're etc., because we're smart, we're this, we're not because of any qualities. Hashem saved us because Hashem wanted to save us. So after all this, there is no room to be brokenhearted. Especially now, relatively speaking, you are a very short time in a new country. And you need to be confident, your heart should be batuach, that the one who feeds and supports everyone, that he will provide for you your parnasa in a timely and in a right time. And then you're going to be surprised on yourself that you imagined that you have reasoning to be brokenhearted, even though it was just a passing thing, of time passing. Hold on. May it be the will of Hashem Yisbarach that you should hold on to the path, which way of the Baal Shem Tov, on the verse, based on the verse, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, serve Hashem with joy. And that means that even in the matters which we say, b'chol d'rachecho de'ayu, which means not when you're doing an actual mitzvah, but in all your ways, you need to know Hashem. You have to do everything that you're doing in a way that you. So even there, as the Rambam said in Chasdeus, so over there too, that service needs to be done with simcha. And as time goes on, I'm sure that that joy is going to be not just Kabbalah said, oh, I have to be with simcha, a forced joy, basically, an accepting of you, but also in your intellect, you will be able to realize, it will be understood and absorbed in your mind, it will make sense to you, that there is really so much to be happy, not only because of your godly soul, but also from the perspective of your body and your animal soul, that you have so much to be thankful and happy for, with blessing, that you settle, good settling, both physically and spiritually.